Suze Orman's 2009 Action Plan. Keeping Your Money Safe and Sound. Author, Suze Orman. Anger, confusion, and fear are absolutely rational and appropriate responses to the global credit crisis that erupted in 2008 and continues to send tremors through every household. No matter how conscientious you've been with managing your money, the events of 2008 have battered us all. There's a way out. Honesty with yourself, with your partner, and with your children. If you're ready to face up to what you can honestly afford, if you're willing to live within your means, not within your dreams, you can turn this around. If you're ready to commit to an action plan that makes sure there is enough money left over at the end of the month to pay every bill and save money too, you're on your way to living a life of financial security. Action Plan Credit. Make it a priority to pay off your credit card balances. Also make sure that you read every statement and all correspondences from your credit card company to make sure that you're aware of any changes to your account. And be very careful where you turn to for help with credit card debt. Debt consolidators are often a very bad deal. If you have a low interest rate credit card you never use, it's just there in case of an emergency. And you're worried that you have to use it. Your interest rate will go up. Then build a real emergency savings account. Relying on your credit card to bail you out of emergencies is too dangerous. If you use a credit card for emergency expense and you cannot pay off the balance, you will set off a vicious circle. The only solution is to stop thinking of your credit card as a safety net if you run into trouble. The only true safety net is a savings account. Retirement investing. If you have time on your side, but you still don't trust history this time, you just can't shake the feeling that this time is different. Push yourself to keep the faith. But if at the end of the day you can't function because you're so worried, then perhaps it's best for you to get out of stocks. However, you need to understand the serious trade-off you'll make. Savings. If you get laid off and start using your credit card more, you better believe the credit card company is going to think about cutting your credit limit the minute they catch wind that your unpaid balance keeps growing. If you understand why it makes sense to have 8 months of living expenses set aside in an emergency savings fund, but there's no way you can never save that much. You can set up an automated deposit from your checking account into a savings account. Will it take some serious spending cuts? You must push yourself as hard as possible to build your security as quickly as possible. Spending. The less you spend, the more money you'll have after paying the monthly bills to put forward reducing your credit card debt and building your emergency savings. If you know your family needs to save more and you have no idea where to start, try to get a grip on where your money is going. You cannot move forward building an honest financial life if you don't first understand where you are today. I want you to slowly and carefully fill out the household cash flow worksheet below. To do this, you need to first pull out a year's worth of bank statements and credit card statements. The amount you put in the right-hand column should be the average cost for the past 12 months. Where is the household cash flow worksheet? If your expenses are more than your income, then circle every expense in your worksheet that is want. It is imperative to separate expenses that are for true needs, health, insurance, electricity bills, from those that are not crucial for your family to function, gym membership, new clothes, computer games, etc. If you don't have an 8-month emergency savings fund, if you have a credit card debt, and if you're not saving for retirement, you have no choice but to reduce and even eliminate many of the wants your family is spending money on. Ensure big savings. Health insurance, car insurance, and home insurance are three of the most important needs for every family. Without question, they are necessary expenses. But there are great ways to lower your insurance premiums. You're not to reduce your level of coverage, but rather, make sure you have taken advantage of every deal and discount possible. If you cannot afford to pay private school tuition and invest the maximum in your retirement accounts, then it might be time to rethink whether public school is the better move for your entire family. Real estate. What you need to do in 2009. Push for a mortgage modification. If your current loan is too expensive, do not use credit cards or retirement funds to pay for a too expensive home. Focus on your home's long-term value, not its price change from month to month. If your mortgage has become too expensive, and you don't want to lose your home and upset your family, and you also cannot negotiate a lower payment with your lender, and none of the programs mentioned, then I'm sorry to tell you that you must try to sell your home sooner rather than later. I know it's excruciatingly painful to consider, but it's also a simple decision. You cannot stay in a home you cannot afford. Remember, the right moves in 2009 are honest moves. Protecting your family and yourself. The double whammy of the credit crisis and an economic recession increases the likelihood that businesses will be forced to cut back on costs. and that could mean reducing staff. Without short-term or long-term credit, a business is going to find it doubly tough to get through the economic slowdown. You can't keep the bad times from decimating your financial security. There are actions you need to take now to make sure that no matter what happens out there, your family will be protected. If you're worried you may lose your job in 2009, then prepare for it. The unemployment rate has already crept up. The best way to protect your family is to know that you'll still be able to pay the bills while you look for a new job. In a slow economy, employers won't hire someone who meets 80% of their needs. They have such a large pool to choose from that they can find a person who meets 100% of their needs. Make sure that person is you. The road ahead. I believe that the very severity of the crisis means that we will choose to make lasting changes that will put us on a path to a healthier and more vibrant future. Crises force us to take a clear-eyed view of what went wrong and compel us to make necessary adjustments to avoid the same pain and suffering again. The era of living beyond our means is giving way to an age of living a more meaningful life based on financial honesty, despite the turmoil, despite the adversity. You have to recognize just how much is within your control. A secure financial future is in large part going to be a function of how willing you are to take action today.